Cape Breton in Canada is famous for its artisans. If you visit the island, you cannot fail to be impressed by the variety and the beauty of the arts and crafts on offer. One of those artists is Brent Harding, who creates glistening fused glass landscapes using waste alcohol bottles.
Well, I go straight down to the recycle. The boys know me well, and I'll buy up Bombay Gin, for example, Heineken's, Stella Beer, Perrier. My teal green comes from a German Riesling. The blue glass is mostly Sky Vodka, Blue Nun, and a new beer called Iceberg Beer from Newfoundland. And I use that for my shadow or water effects.
And what do you do with the glass once you've got it?
It's critical that you get the labels off it, get all the gum off the bottles, perfectly clean, and then crush it, sift it from powder fine to medium fine, then coarse. And I take those three textures and create an aerial perspective using the powder way off in the distance and then bigger and bigger chunks as you come into the foreground. Initially, when I started the process, I was using just transparent. And everyone liked it. They thought it was almost like an ice storm where everything was coated in ice. But people kept asking me for color. And that's when I started to experiment with the different colored bottles to create the green and blue landscapes.
How important is the fact that these are recycled bottles? In other words, bottles that you know, have already had a use and you're now giving them a second life, albeit in a very, very different way. How important to you as an artist is that in the art that you create?
Initially, I thought, are people going to buy my garbage? It actually has turned out to be, I would say, 50% of the sale is the fact that I am recycling. So it became as important as the art itself.
And do you know how many tons you're keeping out of landfill?
I go through about 2 tons of glass per year. So it's significant.
When you're actually making the glass, sort of talk me through broadly the process of how you get these lovely designs, as you say, where you've got this kind of very fine mist in the background with these more chunky sort of fields at the front.
I've been doing watercolors and acrylics and mixed media for most of my life. I was given a 3-day crash course in fusion glass about 20 years ago. And I just took that watercolor mindset and incorporated it into the fused glass. It's that background in landscape painting that's assisted me in the fusion glass process as well.
It creates a very much a sort of a glass with a textural feel to it. You know, it's not just a flat thing. It's got a lumps and bumps and so on in it. How do you get it to give a raised effect in some of the areas when other areas where the glass stays completely flat?
I'll take calcium carbonate, which is a white powder, add water to it, create a paste, and I put that paste into a piping bag. Like decorating a cake, I'll pipe it out right on my kiln shelf. Now I have created a tree shape on the kiln shelf, lay my glass on top of that tree shape, and then create my design on the top side of the glass. And then in the fusing process, I'm slumping over the calcium carbonate mold and fusing in a single firing. If the design is kissed by the sun, it absolutely glistens. It's very difficult to get a landscape painting to glisten. It takes it to another level when you fire it so that it still retains its texture and it allows the sun to refract off of every granule.
Now, you've obviously hit on something which is popular. You know, you're doing really well. Your art can be bought all along sort of the artisan trail. Do you then find that actually you sort of go, oh, don't mess with what's not broken, you know, keep it, stick to it? Or do you still get a lot of fun out of trying new things and going, oh, I didn't really work very well, but, you know, I'll try something different next time?
I love to experiment. It's kind of like an aha moment. I go through phases, maybe 3 or 4 months, and then there'll be an aha moment, which takes me in a whole other direction. What I love most about fusion glass is the fact that I'll never know it all. There's always a new avenue to explore.
And for you as an artist, where do you see yourself going? What's that thing you've got in your mind? Or do you feel you've found exactly where you need to be?
Oh, bigger's better. I would like to get a great big kiln and actually fire corporate partitions or front doors, like 1-inch thick front door done in fusion glass. There's a bunch of different avenues I'd like to explore, but when you're selling wholesale and retail, it's difficult to explore other avenues when there's such a demand for what actually created right now.
And you live in a beautiful, beautiful setting with 100 acres around you. How much does that inspire the work that you do?
It's nice to be able to look out your window and be inspired. And that's what's so beautiful about Cape Breton Island. I think if I wasn't born here, I moved here about 20 years ago. So I'm still in awe with the landscapes, where people that are born here take it for granted. And I'll never take Cape Breton Island for granted.
That's glass artisan Brent Harding from Cape Breton Island in Canada. For more information, see metalglassmedia.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.